Next time, we explore the mind-body connection with Anne Harrington. She's an historian of science who both went to Harvard and is now professor there. Dr. Harrington unpacks the story behind present-day explorations at the intersection of what many think of as humankind's physical and spiritual realms. To our delight, Dr. Harrington says we must first look to our stories.
They think the kinds of stories that we grow up with tell us how to behave in the world, but to a certain extent, they also tell us how to feel in the world. And that's something that I've been particularly interested in trying to really nail down. How do stories matter, not just as things that we tell, but as things that we enact, as scripts that embed us in certain kinds of social relations rather than other kinds of social relations? And how do they even change how we might get ill or how we might be able to find ways to get well again? Why do we even feel the kinds of things that we feel? And is there some way in which our very bodies are embodied in our cultures? And is it the stories that knit bodies to cultures in some ways that haven't yet been well explored?
Questions and answers about the mind-body relationship from historian of science Dr. Anne Harrington next time.